time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is at the piano here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Carl Glick is on the phone from Chicago, Illinois. Carl, welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Oh, great to have you. Carl, what's your musical background?
Well, I am a senior at DePaul University studying vocal performance. I'm a baritone. I'm graduating in a few months, and I have my senior recital coming up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if it's springtime and you're a senior and you're about to graduate, what about that senior recital? What are you singing?
I've got a good variety of music. I'm singing some Charles Ives, Hugo Wolf, Boré, Bach.
Wow, great variety of stuff. So, I mean, this is a big deal, your senior recital. Is this more exciting or scary at this point?
Right now, I'm at the point where I'm really nervous. But I think I'm excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, you'll be great. You know the material. You've been working toward this all your life. You'll do great.
Great.
You didn't say that with confidence.
Great.
There you go. Okay. And I'm sure you'll do great with the piano puzzler that Bruce is about to play for you. He'll play it. Then, of course, your job is twofold, to try to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Are you all set?
I'm ready.
Okay, Carl Glick, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Wow, that was fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Whatever it was. Carl, what do you think?
Well, I don't know the tune. I'm going to take a guess on the composer.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like there's pretty big jazz elements. I'm going to say maybe Gershwin.
You know, what's funny about Gershwin is that he can be used on either side of the puzzlers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think that was a clue.
Yeah. There is okay. Gershwin here, but it's the other side of the puzzler. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So he is there.
I'd have to hear it again.
Yeah.
I could be completely off. Stravinsky.
Well, you are close. So we know there's Gershwin in there, which mm-hmm. I guess at this point there's a tune by Gershwin. And we know that Stravinsky is a good guess. Hmm. Okay, let's try it again.
Okay.
I've Got Rhythm?
It is. It's uh-huh. You Got
okay.
It.
So the tune is I Got Rhythm.
George.
Yes. It actually is all over the place. I mean, you've got right here. If you just play the bass notes of each triad.
Oh.
And then again. I've Got Rhythm.
All right, so there's lots of George Gershwin in this because
yeah.
his tune,
yeah.
I Got Rhythm,
is everywhere,
but it's rewritten in the style of another 20th century composer.
Who was influenced by Stravinsky rhythmically. That's why I said that was a good guess. It doesn't really sound like Stravinsky in terms of the tonalities of it, but it does sound like Stravinsky in terms of its rhythmic structure.
Hmm.
Yeah, this is where I'm having some trouble.
Well, I bet you can get it.
Can I ask a question about nationality?
Yeah.
Just hearing these open harmonies, I'm thinking this might be an American composer.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Who's maybe known for a kind of musical Americana.
Copland, Aaron
yes,
Copland.
Exactly.
Aha!
That's right.
Of course. I forget.
Yeah,
I forget Copland.
Yeah, right. I mean, the thing is, now that you say it, you know how right that is. And that Copland was called the Brooklyn Stravinsky.
I don't know why I completely skipped over that. Okay, well.
And it had those open harmonies that you hear in pieces like Appalachian Spring, and his kind of Americana music has that open sound.
And it also, in this particular Puzzler, uses something that Copland does a lot in Appalachian Spring, which is that most of the harmonies are major chords. And this G, repeated G with a tune above it, is right out of Appalachian Spring. There is actually repeated G with shifting rhythms, happens all over Appalachian Spring.
Huh. I Got Rhythm in the Style of Aaron Copland, the Piano Puzzler this week by Bruce Adolph. And Carl, for playing the Piano Puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic Piano Puzzler, along with an autographed copy of the score to that classic Puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Great. Thank you.
How do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
I listen to the podcast.
The podcast from the PT website, performancetoday.org. Carl Glick from Chicago, Illinois, great having you play our Piano Puzzler this week.
Great being here.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.